Hey, Zero Block 30 listeners, you can find us every Tuesday and Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Prime members can also listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Reveille, reveille, reveille!
It's a Friday edition here. I guess Thursday now, right? We're releasing them at both.
Feels like a Friday.
If you woke up and you're doing at the end of your duty cycle, if you're getting off a little bit of Firewatch at the end of the day and you were going to listen to it, you're going to feel like an asshole when you realize that you could have started at the beginning of your shift at like 1800 or something like that. No, 20, I think, is when it's going to come out. 8 o'clock for you civilian types is when it's going to come out.
Perfect but for today, field day.
It's already out because you're listening to it. You're listening to me run my damn mouth. So I guess it doesn't really matter what fucking day you're listening to it. But whatever day it is, we have four rounds of the magazine. Round number one, Chaps is turning 40. Hey, that's me. So we have a special birthday round lined up. I haven't seen it yet. I'm sure I'll really love it and enjoy it and not want to skip over it at all. Fasten your seatbelt, spit shine your jungle boots because we're heading to 1982. Round number two. Hot. Round number three. Horny. We've got a military contractor coming in his britches and getting in a little bit of trouble. And finally, round number four. Does Ukraine have mutant troops created in biolabs? Russia is saying yes. And all that is brought to you by our good friends at Whistlepig Whiskey. If you haven't tried it yet, you're an idiot. Sometimes we like to just kick back. Have a little bit of whiskey on a Friday night or Saturday night. I know I'll be having it next week in Maine. Have I mentioned that I'm going to Maine?
This is the last show before big vacation. Chaps is like first vacation just on his own, really, with a buddy ever in his whole life. So
yeah, I'm just thinking they're going to, Kate, how much of that? They're just going to be sitting around that fire just talking so much shit about me.
I think we're just not going to be talking. I think that that's going to be a beauty of it because we both have a shit ton of kids running around our house. We've had to do things for years with our kids, not going on vacation. I saw this dude that's a pediatrician. He runs a TikTok account where he talks about how he raises his kids. And one of the things that he said, my first advice to young parents that have kids that are five and under, is you're not going on a vacation, you're going on a trip. Like, never think that anything that you're going to do with your family is the vacation. You're going on a trip. Yeah. When you get rid of those expectations, things work a lot better. I feel like that's, I'm going on a vacation, not a trip. I don't have to bring any diaper bags. I don't have to bring any food. I don't have to make sure that the restaurant has macaroni and cheese or chicken nuggets or nobody else.
You don't have to think about anybody but yourself.
Yeah. Seafood. I'm going to have so much lobster because nobody else likes lobster. I cannot wait. It's going to be awesome. And I'm going to polish all that down with a Whistlepig. I don't know if they're going to have the craft cocktails, but I know for sure they're going to have the whiskey. So we'll be having some of that up there as well. If you haven't tried it yet, it's fantastic. I make mine a cocktail with a little bit of rye whiskey. For me, I like it rye whiskey. I told you guys I've been doing this rye whiskey, a little bit of limeade. I love that. It's just a little bit of tonic water. It's wonderful. If you haven't tried that yet,
good summer drink.
Yep. How do you make sure that you go to whistlepig.com? You're going to find it there, or you can go to a local retailer and trust us. It's 100% the good stuff. It is rye whiskey made here in America.
Have a blast this weekend and tag Chaps for his birthday. Give him a little cheers.
Yeah, a little cheers.
Yeah, it's a big a birthday cheers.
This is my biggest week by far because I have 40th birthday and 15th Alive Day on July 31st.
That's so right.
They're all, and my 6-year anniversary at Barstool, or seven.
Six. Didn't you come in 2016?
Yeah, six. That's right. Yep, six.
That's a lot of blogs about come.
It is. And I've been starting blogging again. I love it. Blogging again lately. I stopped blogging for a little while. You know what it is? I thought about it yesterday. My blog life, I don't like scheduling them. Like, for the longest time, I wrote it. As soon as I was writing it, I was pushing publish right away. Now when we have to schedule it, I'm like, I'm not even sure if I'll be interested in this story in 15 minutes.
Yeah,
like,
it makes you really think about what you've done. Yeah, because I instant like set it and forget it.
few years, I just looked at blogs as long tweets. Like if I was going to tweet about something, I would just blog it too. Anyway, no one cares about that. Let's move on to round number one. Okay, what do we have? I don't even have the sheet. I don't even know what I'm doing. I feel like I'm floating in the wind. Like I'm Lieutenant Dan sitting on top of the boat. You can't sink this boat. We might sink the boat. I don't know.
Yeah, I only
wait. Did you just like text him like the rounds?
Yep. I just sent him the rounds and I said, because this first one, the 40th birthday is a big deal. Like I remember when I was a kid, my mom threw a surprise birthday party for my dad's 40th. That's like one of my earliest
memories. My mom did that for my dad too, actually. Yeah.
40 is a big deal. This is and it's your alive day, all this stuff. So we're doing a special birthday round. And because he is 40, I actually had to text the suck at math so bad. I had to double check. You were born in what year? 1982. And my friends, strap in the time machine. We're going back to 1982. And I'm going to go over the top 10 things that were happening that year and then relate each of them directly to Uncle Chap somehow. Because you know I love a good
how does this
relate?
Got to connect everything.
All right. Number one, 1982, Michael Jackson's groundbreaking album Thriller was released. The music video was nearly 14 minutes long. It was a horror musical film. We all know it. It was the most expensive music video ever made at the time. $500,000 was all that it cost. But everyone was like, this is an insane amount to spend on a. In the opening title card, because I didn't realize this, Michael Jackson was a Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah.
And so he felt that way, guilty for me. In the opening title card, it says, due to my strong personal convictions, I wish to stress that this film in no way endorses a belief of the occult. I didn't realize that he had a disclaimer on it. Anyway, wait a minute. Do you hear that? What's that sound? It's close to midnight and Chaps' mom is pushing in the dark. Labor in moonlight, a bald head crowns little glasses, beard so sharp. She tries to scream.
All right. He gets the point. We don't want to ruin
keep going. You have more
written
down. I want to hear it. No, keep going.
If
she
I
starts
do,
to scream, keep going, Kit.
Jeff's is... No, that's all I have. Okay. I have cons interrupting me there because I thought you would interrupt me before I say enough of that nightmare. Okay. If I do recall, though, you once listened to a Michael Jackson album on repeat.
I did.
For how many hours?
All the way from near Panama City Beach, Florida, all the way to Ithaca, New York.
That is fucking absurd.
Yeah.
Just on repeat. And why did you do this?
And not even repeat. It was a whole album and you weren't no skips and no goes back. It just plays the whole time.
And it was just you and a buddy and you just decided to like see if you could withstand it.
It was a competition to see who liked Michael Jackson more.
Just really quickly, that's a 19 hour and 25 minute drive.
Yeah, it was a long time.
19 hours. So for nearly an entire day, you listened to nothing but that album. What was the song that made you most crazy that you hated every time it came up again? Do you remember?
I'll tell you the opposite, one that I loved every time I came up, and that was Man in the Mirror. When
the man in the mirror.
About every 45 minutes there'd be like a karaoke fest going on.
Oh my God. Man in the Mirror is a freaking jam.
And was this for a military or you were just
I was in college and my buddy was like, he was a pastor at a different church and he said, we're gonna have a basketball tournament up in Ithaca at Cornell, do you want to come? One of our guys dropped out, you could come in and play. I was like, sure, because I used to play all the time. And he went to Penn State and played on the Penn State basketball team. So we played together a lot. And I was like, yeah, fuck it. Let's do it. And I asked my roommate, Josh, if he wanted to go. And he was like, I don't got anything going on next week. Sure. So he just hopped in my truck. I didn't even get an oil change. I mean, Gavin called me at probably 7 o'clock at night. And I said, when do I have to be up here? He's like, you have to be here by Sunday morning. And this was a Friday night. So I was like, okay. So we got in the car like 20 minutes later and started driving.
And what year do you think this was?
That was 2001.
So you didn't PMCS your vehicle at all and get that checked off.
Excuse me. Probably 2002.
Okay.
All right. Number two, you know, we all had rotary phones when Chaps was born. That was 1982. Everybody was still, I mean, my house still had a rotary phone when I was a kid. The breakup of the AT&T monopoly was ordered the year Chaps was born. They had to go, they owned Bell and they had to split them up into seven little regional companies that people called baby bells. And this, do you remember this from boot camp? The drill instructors scream AT&T, and we would have to reply, reach out and touch someone. And mm-hmm. you had to reach out and touch the person in front of you. This is the only thing I could find about having an old rotary phone in Chaps's life. In 2013, Chaps tweeted out, "It is absolutely baffling to me that when I call my grandma, her phone is busy. A busy signal. Old people, y'all." No,
it's true.
Chaps's grandparents, well into the 2000s, still had the old rotary phone.
It was remarkable. And I think she wasn't on the phone with anybody. She just was a curmudgeon and didn't want to talk to anybody.
Off the line.
So it was almost like she had office hours where she was like a professor. Like, my family can call me during this time, and other than that, I don't want to deal with
it. I kind of respect that.
I do too. It's a great move.
I do too. You kind of wish you could do it on. I wish you could put your phone on busy signal now. Yeah.
We do kind of do it now. Where you schedule it for do not disturb. Like, it's kind of the same thing.
That's true. And I keep my voicemail box full.
And I don't respect that. If somebody has silenced it and like you could push it to it, I'm going to push it through every time. Push it through.
Always push it through. Number three. We all remember this one when Argentina invaded the Falkland Islands. Remember that, guys? Big time. Lieutenant General Leopoldo Galtieri, he had kind of taken over the country and was this dictator guy. And he was getting a lot of shit on because the economy was tanking. And so he planned to invade the Falkland Islands to promote a patriotic feeling. So we've heard of this happening in countries before. You kind of you drum up a war to get the people rooting for you again. Small problem, though. The Falkland Islands were a British colony of about 1,800 people, mostly sheep herders.
I cannot wait to see how you tie this
So Argentina's like, this dictator's like, we'll take over this. Britain, the UK is 8,000 miles away. What the fuck are they going to do if we take over their little sheep island, you know? So they thought that this would be an easy thing. The UK was like, no, bitch. Margaret Thatcher herself sent 30 warships over 8,000 miles to retake this little sheep herding island. They lost 5 warships, Britain, and 256 lives in the fight. And Argentina lost its only warship and 750 lives. Argentina then surrendered. Galtieri got ousted. The Argentina and Chaps tie-in here. Argentinian ESPN, Argentina Sports Center, posted a video of your kid doing defense in basketball.
That's right.
The caption is, this is their official blue check mark Argentina ESPN account. Cuando te preguntan que es la marca personal, vos solo mostrar este video, se lo tomo desmioso a pecho, smoky emoji face.
That's actually really good, Kate.
That was good. Yeah,
thank
I love
you.
That, Kate.
Thank you.
Can we get the translation of what that means?
Yeah, so Chaps' kid was on Argentina TV. That's a big deal.
No, but I'm saying, what's the direct translation? Do we know?
Probably this kid is amazing at defense and you're all a bunch of suckers. Something like that.
Get wrecked, bitch.
Get wrecked, bitch. That was a good military and Chaps time.
That was. Well done.
Number four, the first ever episode of Late Night with David Letterman debuted on NBC. Guess who the first ever guest he had on was?
Johnny Carson.
No, Bill Murray.
Johnny Carson would have been way better, right?
Yeah. Now, Letterman had a famous top 10 segment. I feel like everybody knows this. And tonight's top 10, one of my favorites was top 10 George W. Bush moments, where the first one was just a quick video of him doinking his head off the top of Air Force One. Anyway, so I have a top 10 things Chap says. Chapsisms, if you don't mind. Here we go. Tonight's top 10. Top 10 things Chap says. Number 10. Cons.
Came in my britches.
Number 9. All right, kitchen gloves.
Okay.
Hey there, Cons. Kitchen gloves.
Yeah.
Number eight. This one's a little uncomfortable for me to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. I've had sex with my wife over 1,400 times. Sunglasses emoji.
Yeah.
Yep. Number 9. Bloom where you're planted. One of my favorite chapsisms. Yep. Cons.
I think this is number 7. You're oh, well, you know, whatever.
Numbers.
Just new boot goofing. Goofing.
Yeah. Number 7. I've had diarrhea since Easter of 2007.
Yeah, it's a common one.
Number six. Handsome.
Yeah, we were just talking on the act yesterday.
I wish I should bring back Handsome Fridays. That's something that I did when I first started.
Yeah. Gas
it
up your
so
voice.
Much fun. It was
on the act yesterday. One of the producers here, Booze, one of the video editors, walked by, and all the guys said he looks so handsome today. They called him in, and everybody gassed him up for like 10 minutes, telling him how handsome he was. And I said,
that doesn't happen to dudes that often.
No, you gotta gas up your pals.
You're always gassing people up. You're always number five, booger platoon.
Booger platoon.
Guns, number four.
What a rush.
Yeah, that's a shout out to Nick too now with a little bit of Road Boys.
What a rush.
That's Hawk, yeah.
Yeah.
Number three, there's two schools of thought. Two schools of thought. Number two is it's just a high-pitched squirrel giggle. It's not really a saying. It's when Chaps really gets giggling. Every time Chaps really giggles on any show that we're on, my mom texts me and says what a delight it is when Chaps laughs. And then Cons number one.
I've got banana-induced pink eye.
Yeah.
And for the record, I opened up. I went back through the official Zero Block 30 logbook. Chaps has had banana-induced pink eye August and October of 2018. January and September of 2019, March, May, and June of 2020, April of 2021, and March of 2022.
And people don't realize whenever you're dealing with a little bit of banana deuce pink eye, they're not even just calling it banana deuce pink eye. Now they're calling it long banana induced pink eye.
They do. You've had lasting effects from this, and it's really messing with your life. Number five thing to come out when the year Chaps was born. 1982.
I like how there was a top 10 in the top 10.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Very meta.
Yeah.
The popular science fiction film E.T. the Extraterrestrial came out the year you were born, Chaps. Mm-hmm. How does this apply to you? In January of 2021, you just texted a photo of your feet on a scale because someone had called you fat, and you were, it shows 202 pounds and you tweeted out in your face, but instead someone noticed your feet and said that you have ET phone home head ass toes.
It's true. It is true. And fingers. I would say I got and long fingers, gangly fingers.
Did you guys have the ET VHS growing up?
Oh yeah.
It had the green on it, right?
Yeah.
There are several.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
To me at the time. Number six, year Chaps was born, Epcot in Disney. It was a futuristic park. Epcot opened the experimental community of tomorrow. Chaps went to Epcot with his family in June of 2017. And Epcot's the world thing, right? Where you go around the world.
Drinking around the world. Yeah.
He declared to soup expert here, PFT commenter, that the beef and barley from Ireland in Epcot as the number three soup in the world.
Yeah. I got to admit, that's outrageous.
That is outrageous. That is.
It's good. Number three in the world. I am prone to hyperbole.
Yes, a little bit. Number seven. I did not know how to tie this one to you. Tylenol capsules laced with cyanide killed 7 people in Chicago.
I have diarrhea pills in my pocket all the time. And if I didn't have that, I might die.
There you go. There you have it. They actually never caught the person who did that, by the way.
Oh, wow.
A few people have confessed, but they never caught. Number eight, Time Magazine's Man of the Year for the first time was given to a non-human. Guess who it was?
Had to be E.T., right?
It was a computer.
No. It was a computer.
Yeah. Myers.
Steve Jobs was really annoyed that it wasn't him.
Myers, the author of the article, wrote, in 1982, computers truly became personalized and bought down to scale so that people could hold and play with them. Worth noting, he wrote the article on a typewriter still. They did not. Time Magazine, in 1982, the year Chaps was born, Time Magazine did not have computers yet. I just want to make you feel as old as possible.
No, that was fucked up.
That's
a long time. Yeah.
Major publications did not have computers when Chaps was born.
Let me bright side it for you. Look how far we've come just in your lifetime. So just think about what's going to happen in the next 20 years.
I think you could say people that are between 40 and 50 have seen the most technological advances of anyone maybe in human history.
Yes. It's been a very rapid, crazy... Finally, we're in the final two, and then we'll move on, but I had fun doing this. Number nine, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. was dedicated, and on the day it was dedicated, thousands of Vietnam veterans came to D.C., and they marched to the site together, and worth noting, Chaps has now interviewed many heroes from the Vietnam War for Zero Block 30, including Rocky Blyer, Jack Higgins, Chick Donahue, Jim Dunn, Charlie Plum, and sort of Vietnam guy, Dave Portnoy's dad, Cousin Mike. Kind of skirted out at the end, but he was from the era.
Yeah.
But you have done some incredible interviews with some really amazing people from the Vietnam War, and you've done amazing work highlighting. And I think these stories, they get forgotten, and I applaud you for that. You always find these incredible people to interview. Number 10, slight shift in vibe. Ozzy Osbourne, the year you were born, it was the year he bit the head off a bat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was live on stage in Des Moines, Iowa, causing an audience of 5,000 to collectively say, oh, going to puke up my hot dish after that one. Oh, good one, Kate. but during that time back in 82, Ozzy Osbourne had this ritual that he would do with shows where he would pummel his audience with raw meat. So he was kind of like that comedian Gallagher with the watermelons, but with dead animals, with raw meat. So he'd throw it into the crowd. And so the crowd, this was back before like security at shows, you could bring anything to a show that you wanted. So the crowd started bringing all sorts of meat and dead animals to throw back at Ozzy. Ozzy had said, I thought it was hilarious. They'd throw back sheep testicles, live snakes, dead rats, all kinds of things. Someone once threw a live frog onto the stage. It was the biggest frog I'd ever seen and it landed on its back. All right.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Dead frog radio.
Then came Des Moines. According to Mark Neal, the 17-year-old boy who threw the bat on stage, it was definitely real, but he swears it was dead before
it had to have been. It had to have been because how else? Yeah, no.
How do you put a live bat in your pocket? It's pretty extreme.
But even if it was alive and you threw it, it would fly away, no?
Ozzy insisted he thought it was rubber when he first picked it up, so that's why he went to bite it. And then he swears it was most definitely alive and even managed to bite him. After the concert, he was rushed to a hospital to get a rabies shot, a series of shots. I didn't know that. This is his quote. Immediately, something felt wrong, very wrong. And he wrote this in his memoir. For a start, my mouth was instantly full of this warm, gloopy liquid with the worst aftertaste you could ever imagine.
Yeah, that's blood.
I could feel it staining my teeth and running down
blood
my
chin. Intestines.
So how does this tie into Chaps? Quiz, pop quiz time. According to Chaps, the Alamo and the entire UT Austin sports stadium both smell like this.
Bat shit.
Yes, bat shit.
And it happened. There was Ozzy Osbourne actually got into a thing here at the Alamo, too, where he wasn't allowed to come because he pissed on the side.
See, it all comes full circle. It all comes full circle. And then second question, what move in baseball do most people hate? But Chaps loves it. In fact, he has said he would do one of these over the moon if he ever hit a home run.
Bat flips.
Bat flip. Chaps loves bat flips.
I love them. Can't get enough.
People say it's not classy. He wants more bat flips.
I love the least classy we can make sports. I'm all for it.
Yeah. So final note, the year Chaps was born, the average cost of a house was $82,000. The average
that makes
income,
me sick.
Average income, $21,000. Average rent, $320. Cost of gas, 91 cents a gallon, and a new car cost around $8,000. So happy birthday, Chaps. Times have changed, but you are still the wonderful, wonderful guy we know. You're always blooming where you're planted, and we're glad you're planted on CBT.
Thank you guys for that list. I've always felt like I was going to feel super old when I turned 40. I don't feel old. Regret. I don't feel like I'm on the last half of my life, which I mean, clearly you would be after 40, most likely, but I feel great. And I don't know if it's because I do this job where I'm happy. I don't go to a job I fucking hate every day. I think that makes a big difference. And I love where I'm at with my family and friends. So I'm very satisfied. And if I had to do it all over again, a lot of the things that I've went through that was bad and it got me to this point, I would do it again.
Yeah, you got to think about that though, right? Because you could go back and say, oh, I want to get rid of all the bad stuff. But if you get rid of all that, who's to say you're even sitting in that chair that you're sitting
in? Yeah, you butterfly the shit out of yourself.
Butterfly effect the shit out of it. That's right. That's Ashton Kutcher. That's
bottom line, movie. Chaps, you don't get shot, you're not working at Barstool.
Maybe.
No, I don't think so.
Well, Dave didn't know I got shot before he hired me. But I don't think I don't think I got out. I don't think I
correct.
I think
that's what I'm saying. I think you're a career Marine. You're still in the Marines to this day.
I would have
never got shot.
The person I am now. I would have fucking.
You know what would have happened? Chaps would have stayed in because of our similar jobs. I would have come across his path. He would have hated me so much. I would have probably got kicked out of the Marine Corps early. And neither of us would be here. It would be cons and a bunch of offices smoking pipes.
No, but who's to say? I'm probably not even here.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Unreal. Wow. All right, let's move on to round number two. What do we have there, Kate? Can I open the sheet now?
Yes, you can open the sheet now. Sorry about that. I just thought that was a fun little
It was. It was nice. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Round number two. Hot, folks. So we're going to talk about some quick US stuff real quick. But then the interesting thing to me is that the UK is boiling up. Like over in Europe right now, it is hot as shit, which is not usual there. But we'll get into that in a second. Major heat wave going on. So hottest military bases. First, we're going to talk about that for a quick second. I would say the hottest military base is Edwards Air Force Base in California, because it's the Air Force in California. So everyone's just super hot and good looking. Can we all agree the Air Force is the hottest people?
No, I don't think
Oh, well, I think so.
No. Have you ever been on an Air Force base? Fucking nerds. A lot of them.
Well, like, that's the problem. They're hotter than the rest of us, but they're also dorks.
Wait.
No, I don't think
I don't know either. I think if you change, it's the Air Force camis that just look like ass for the most part. Every time I walk onto Lackland, I'm like, these camis suck. If you took the Air Force and you put them all in Army uniforms or Marine uniforms, I think that they don't look as nerdy, but they're the way that they cut their fucking stuff, it's just gross.
Here's the other thing. I think in the Air Force, they don't really care at all about fitness. So you got a bunch of fat bodies, whereas like the Army and the Marines, you have people who take care of themselves, care about fitness. You can have-
Well,
like
you're wrong because they have reports on it, Cons. The number, so it goes in terms of fitness, Marine Corps, Air Force, Army, Navy.
That's wrong.
That's
I don't care who wrote that. That's wrong. Mm-hmm. Anyway- I think
anyways,
you
I'm just saying the Air
Force
is the hottest branch. I stand by that. And that was always the thing in the Marine Corps.
I'm tired
of
this
love
affair. No, come out. I'm tired of this love affair you have with the Air Force.
Yeah.
You love the Air Force Academy. You love the Air Force. Mm-hmm. I don't really appreciate any of this at all.
Because I'm not a hater and I recognize what a goat when I see one. That's what I'm saying.
And we got to know if we shit on something, Kate's going to come around and be the mama bird and pick it all up. Like that's I feel like... Okay. I feel like maybe the Coast Guard should get a little shine there for attractiveness, right? Because they're the ones that are always by
the
beach.
They always got a tan.
I remember at MOS school, all the guys were always like, you got to get an Air Force girl. They're so hot. They're blah, blah, blah. And I said the same Air Force fellas. They're hot patootins, cute as buttons. Whatever. The next three actually hottest.
That might be the first time in recorded history that somebody's like, man, those Air Force guys. They could get it.
Whatever. You've never
been. You hear like Marines in dress blues. You hear that a lot. Like even my mom really liked the Navy all whites, like with the fucking hat that you could put beans in.
Oh yeah.
She liked that.
We like the Air Force for their minds. You know, funny. Cool. According to military.com, two military bases in Florida and one in Arizona are the actual hottest, with heat indexes over 100 degrees 4 months out of the year. That would be Marine Corps Station Yuma in Arizona, and then MacDill Air Force Base and Homestead Air Reserve in Florida. Out of 43 Army bases that they tracked in 2020, 10 experienced more than 100 heat risk days out of the year. And nearly 40% of active duty troops are at those bases. So that's like a lot of training. Cause you remember black flag conditions?
Oh yeah. Remember I was actually thinking about that the other day, whenever I came out of my house and I was walking down and I took Gus to go down to the mailbox just to get it. And in this heat, Gus cannot walk on the road. Like I make him walk through the grass to make sure he doesn't burn his little pads. And whenever we got there, I stopped for a second. I was like, God, dude, it's fucking hot, man. And Gus's tongue is hanging out of his mouth and we only go like two blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the way how hot it is this summer here from the end of April all the way to now, it's been over 100 essentially every day. I don't know how they're training the dogs because in the afternoons, if it's over like 92 or 93, they would bring in all the classes. Like you can't have the dogs out because most of them were old or there's a lot of old dogs there too. So you couldn't bring them out because they were worried about heat stroke. I mean, we had dogs having heat stroke all the time.
I remember
that was like, no more.
Yep. Cause we trained with canine unit all the time. We would be like out in the hills of Camp Pendleton and several times, none of the dogs passed away or anything like that. But even when it wasn't in the heat index, the dogs were like getting heat exhaustion.
Cause they're working
like
very, very hard. Like think about how they're breathing everything through their nose. Like, they're trying to do their job and breathe and run and do all the other things at the same time.
And friendly reminder, people forget like that the pads of their dog's feet, they think they can just go walk in them normally. No. Like watch your dog's feet in the hot, God damn it, for the love of God. Anyways,
if you can't do it, they can't do it.
Right. In black flag conditions, you're supposed to get 40 minutes of rest for every hour of training you do. But we all know that that's not what happens to the military. Like for the most part, that gets ignored when training is like in the thick of it. So there are tons of heat exhaustion cases. In 2018, there was nearly 2,800 heat stroke or heat exhaustion cases among active duty troops. That's a lot. That's a lot. So yeah, but you're supposed
to probably number is so high because we ignore what we're supposed to be doing.
Black flag, 40 minutes of rest for every hour of training. I remember being so hot in Afghanistan in August when we were like out living outside the wire in little mud huts, like two or three people to a hut, like with just barbed wire. Mm-hmm. And it would get so hot between patrols that literally all you did, if you weren't on guard or anything like that, you just laid on your cot and we all put fly sticky tape above our cots and we would all just lay there. And we would just let out little cheers when a fly would get stuck to the fly paper. Cause it literally was the first time I was ever in heat that truly sucked your energy out of your body where you're like, I cannot even do anything right now. Well, but anyway,
speaking of fucking flies and sticks, I saw this farmer out in Texas. He has, because it's been so hot, the flies are huge this year. And there's so many more of these flies that constantly bite on the cattle or bite on horses.
Those are the worst. Yeah.
This guy got so tired of his horses being attacked and his cows being attacked that he took these 55 gallon drums and just covered them with like a sticky glue, like Gorilla glue.
Yeah.
And put them in the pasture. And he came out the next day and they are covered in flies, like every square inch, because he would put some attractant on there too. Crazy.
I saw this thing where campers now, those biting flies are really bad this year. The we call them greenheads down the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, same thing here. Yeah.
You put on a hat and you cover it in blue. They're attracted to the color blue. You put blue reverse sticky tape on your hats and they're drawn to it. And then you have all these flies stuck to your hat and they're not biting you. So
I'm really nervous about that in Maine. They say that the flies up there are awful. So maybe that's what
you and Kyle should make the hats and see what they collect and post it. Anyway, we're kind of used to this shit here. If you're in the military, you know, there's going to be hot times, especially if you're Middle East goofing, like you're prepared for that. London, not so much, my friends. London was 104 degrees this week, which is insane. Their normal average temperature, even in the middle of summer, is about in the 70s. Is their baseline
there?
So they're 100. So according to Slate, because UK infrastructure is built with lower temperatures in mind, it's not built to be this hot. There were train tracks on fire. Roads and airport runways were literally melting. Like they had to shut down Heathrow, which is already a shit show right now, because the tarmac was melting
and they were trying to put like tar on there to seal the holes, and they're like, it's just staying melted.
Police are smashing windows left and right to rescue dogs, because like here we know, get your dog out of the car. Like most people don't do that now, and over there
I'm not a big stockades kind of guy. You put a dog in the hot, I feel like you need to go to the town square in the stockade.
Chaps, let me ask you a question. If you leave a dog in the car but the windows are all down, are you cool with that?
No, I'm not. It's still,
I saw someone.
I don't think even in there. Cause I mean, think about you. If you went into right now and you had to sit out in New York and you sat there for an hour with the windows down, you're still going to be most likely dying of heat exhaustion in that level of heat.
I don't know who posted it on social. There was a picture of a dog and the window was down all the way, but the dog was just had his head out. And I just, to me, that seemed still like you should just never leave a dog, even if you put the windows down, right?
Yeah, just don't leave living things in the car.
My kid is 17. I have never, ever left her in a car going, even now, I wouldn't do it. Like going into a car, like going into a store with her in the car. I just don't, the risk does not outweigh the reward. I mean, sure, it would be nice every now and then if you need a carton of milk to go in without your kids, but it's just not worth it. I don't understand.
No, never worth it. But they have train tracks on fire. Their airport runways are melting. Homes, suburban houses all over London are burning down. And the Beefeaters, you know, those are the guys that wear the red uniforms outside the Queen's giant fuzzy hats.
You're talking about vodka. Isn't there vodka?
Yes, there is.
Beefeater vodka, the Beefeater uniform. Those guys are on the bottle, I think, this uniform. People are coming up to them and like feeding them water, like gerbils, like they're gerbils, because they cannot move. And people, and they're actually accepting the water from people. They're just like,
It really is like the one guy who's a cop, and you have to look over because those hats are huge. I don't know what they're made of, but they're furry as shit. Even just a regular hat, like if I go out in a 5950 New Era hat because it's made from wool, I'm hot as shit. Imagine it's 3 feet tall and you got to stand there in a wool outfit. And that heat and not budge.
Oh, and heat escapes from your head.
Another heat one that I saw. in China, they're having a huge heat wave too. And they have a huge outbreak of COVID going on right now. And so they have all their hazmat suits on and all the people have to stay outside when they're doing it. I saw one of the guys that was doing the checks for COVID. He opened up the bottom of his hazmat suit at the end of the day. And it was like 30 seconds of a steady, almost like a hose stream of water coming out of there. Yeah. And that's how much they're sweating a day. The dude said that one guy sweat like 4 gallons in one day.
It's insane. Yeah. And two words, fuck that, I would like to say. But their Welsh pigs are having an agricultural fair. They had to slather all the pigs in sunscreen. Chocolate deliveries are being
suspended.
That's
a good job if you can get it. You're the sunscreen pig guy?
Absolutely.
Or lady.
People's leather sofas and rubbish bins and fences are going up in flames. I don't know why, but that's interesting. Chocolate deliveries are suspended after the great Liverpool chocolate melt of 1990. They said, we're not doing that again. We all remember that. And there's some pretty crazy advice going around because they're not used to it. One of the things that, and you know, they have to give out these PSAs because people are doing it. Don't put ice pops in any of your salubrious holes. I don't know what salubrious means.
Oh, is it because it's too fast? You're going to cool down too fast?
People are putting pops up their assholes and in their vaginas.
Yeah, I think their dick holes. Is that bad?
That's a good question.
Does it cool you? Because if you have a heat stroke, a lot of times they could put you in an ice bath and things like that to cool you down quicker. I would think that maybe putting it up your butthole, I mean, you get drunk faster if it goes up your butthole.
If there's a foreman out there, tell us why. Why can't I put a popsicle up my asshole?
Because it seems nice, right? Because
if you had to put one, I already know which popsicle I'd put up my asshole if I had to.
Oh, feel free.
The red, white, and blue rocket.
Oh, yeah. Patriotic.
What are you doing? SpongeBob? Baseball?
No, Choco Taco.
Of course. Yeah. Cons, yeah. Which popsicle are you putting up your asshole?
Definitely. No, I'm going Choco Taco as well.
And I know my guy Nick is going with the WWE ice cream cone.
Absolutely. Yeah. Maybe I'd do a SpongeBob.
The Hulk Hogan special.
Yeah.
People are putting frozen vegetables in their bras on the train. And then they also said, don't rub yourself with a raw onion. It doesn't help. I don't know who's doing that or why, but it doesn't help. But basically, update the safety brief. It's hot out. Be careful. Watch out for your animals.
Maybe the onions because of toxins, like toxins. Because isn't it the old wives' tale is you run onions on your feet, all the toxins will come out?
I don't know. We need a corpsman to come help us really dispel these myths. I don't know. But safety brief, don't put popsicles up your butt.
And round number three is going to be a new segment alert. We're going to give out a little bit of fire watch because this fella deserves it. I feel like with rank comes responsibility and with big brains comes big responsibility. So let's get the reason why this fella is going to be doing
horny.
A little bit of fire
horny.
Watch.
Horny.
I think it is a 0-1 to 0-3. Just too horny. Hazardously horny.
Hazardous. Listen, I will say this. I've been earmuffs, cons, and chaps. Like, I've been horny at times in my life. A couple times. I have a kid.
More like earmuffs Joe.
Earmuffs dad. Every now and then, I get a little horny. But I've never been so horny that I'm like, I'm going to electric guitar myself right now. I'm going to drive my car off a cliff. Like, I've never been that horny. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, that's normal example. Yeah. I too have never been so horny that I've masturbated.
I've never been so horny that, like, I'm going to go to town on myself while I'm driving on the highway. You know what I mean?
I'm going to Thelma and Louise this thing.
I think that all of us have done. I mean, we've done some things. South Carolina squeezer on a bus.
I was in the pine trees behind a Catholic school.
See, I think we've all done things.
Okay, sorry, and that Mr. was Manion. Hazardous. I would have been
in a
J.C.
Penney.
I'm sorry, Mr. Manion.
Okay, but I've never put other people in danger, or spent millions of government money to be horny. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I've never been that horny.
You've taken your horniness on your own. You're not putting it on the taxpayer. The taxpayer is not responsible for your horniness.
Thank you. The only bad thing that could ever happen for me being horny would be to me. It's what I'll say.
True.
I feel like I'm talking myself into a hole here.
No, you're doing fine.
And boy, I've done that before.
Not going to do that. Too far even for me. Let's get going.
HR.
Yeah.
Round number three, a senior U.S. military scientist working on advanced propulsion technologies. You ain't kidding.
Oh, buddy, propose in this asshole. That's all
I'll say. Yeah, that's what I'll say. Woo! A U.S. military scientist allegedly tricked a contractor into hiring an unqualified sex worker.
Now, what does that mean? How are you an unqualified sex worker?
So I think that's a weird way to say that they're unqualified for the job they were hired for.
Yes, that's correct.
They are a sex worker.
They were very great at sex. But
the modifier didn't match the antecedent there.
Right, right.
Great at blow jibbers, not so much great at Excel sheets is what we're saying here. Who then went on to service other scientists at the Air Force base. Dr. James Gord was certainly not using his gourd, am I right? Highly decorated.
Maybe he was.
Maybe he was.
The old gourd head.
Have you seen one of those things?
Buddy, have I ever? I read a blog about it.
I was going to say, how do you think Chaps got hired?
Yeah.
What? Dr. James Gord, a highly decorated civilian Air Force employee who died last September due to unspecified causes.
Oh, God damn it. Now we have to adjust the duty roster. I had no idea he was dead.
He's dead. He had allegedly paid the 32-year-old sex worker about $400 an hour for her services using a government charge card.
Can I say something here?
You sure can.
I don't feel like this article should have came out.
Why?
If this guy's dead, what difference does it make?
It does make a difference.
How?
We'll find out. I see what you're saying. We can keep going with the story,
because
but I see the angle
it's more than just him. It's more than just him.
But he doesn't get dead, to experience the shame. And I love shaming people, and he's too dead to feel shame.
You don't know that.
That's true.
His ghost could be feeling shame right now. His ghost could be in the room feeling shame as we talk about him. Maybe we've summoned him. Dr. James Gord could be right behind. Anyways, according to federal investigators, Dr. Gord convinced Sukesh Roy, chief executive of Spectral Energies, and that's a contractor at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton, Ohio. And this contractor has received millions of dollars in funding over the last 17 years. Anyways, Dr. Gord convinces Sukesh to hire this woman in 2017. Dr. Gord oversaw the technology of Mr. Roy's company, and he was responsible for doling out the funding. The two men were like peas in a pod. They were good buddies. So Mr. Roy told Dr. Gord, hey, I need an admin assistant and like an admin tech to work here. Dr. Gord is like, oh, I recently met a young professional on a flight to Washington, D.C., and was very impressed with how she presented herself. According to the warrant, he told Mr. Roy the woman would be a good fit and that she was a certified EMT and firefighter with a biochemistry degree from the University of Tennessee and had attended medical school at the University of Cincinnati.
Not a bad resume.
Buddy, just because she knows anatomy don't mean she's a doctor is all I'll say. Gord highly encouraged Roy to hire the woman, speaking highly of her technical expertise. That's a pinky in the butthole, guys. Mm-hmm. He then finished by stating she's also really hot. So he lies, says she's
and
a doctor with all these degrees.
Hands and they're like, ha ha, get that shit.
Yeah. So Mr. Roy hired the woman, but quickly became frustrated with her lack of capability in the position. Wait a minute.
Oh, because she's not actually a doctor. Yeah.
Yeah, over the first few months of her job, she wasn't timely with expenses, didn't understand how to use basic word processing or any of the software, struggled to formulate coherent emails, and failed to provide her college transcripts. When Mr. Roy was like, hey, Dr. Gord, she doesn't seem like a doctor, he confessed that, you got me, she's a prostitute I met in Cincinnati. I love this
I feel
story.
Like you got to come up with something else there. Like, yeah. You got to have lie number two. You can't just go from just giving somebody a job with made up qualifications to be like, you know what? She's a.
I mean, why wouldn't you just put it right back on her? I'm like, hey, sorry. She fed me this false resume. gave me all these resources.
Right. The classic man thing would to be to throw the woman under the bus here. Instead, right. Dr. Gord, and we have to give him credit
Honor,
for this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He takes accountability. He not only says, you caught me, she's a hooker. He reveals an Excel spreadsheet to Mr. Roy where he kept his government laptop. This is his government laptop. With details of all that he had an Excel sheet of all the sex workers he banged during official trips around the country paid for with his government credit card.
This guy's like a Lance Corporal.
Yes, exactly.
This guy's like freaking Hunter Biden. Why are you just keeping track of all this stuff? Mm-hmm.
I've never seen someone with an Excel sheet of women. We know people have had binders of women.
Right.
I have yet to see an Excel sheet.
I wonder if this dude also strapped dogs to the roof of his car and drove 40 miles.
Who knows?
To the point where it had vicious and unrelenting diarrhea.
Died. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shout out. What's his face? Mitt
Romney. Yeah.
Anyway, even more PFC like, you know, PFCs will say, no, that strip club dancer really likes me. I can tell. Mm-hmm. Dr. Gord claimed to be in love with the woman and that she felt the same way about him, even though she's still engaged in acts of prostitution around the Air Force base with other scientists from the Air Force Research Laboratory.
You got to work.
That's true. There's nothing more to be said about
the bills don't stop coming.
Nope. One of the scientists there on this Air Force base paid the woman approximately $20,000 a year to clean his home in the nude and perform oral sex on him.
I mean, that's good money if you can get it, right?
If she's into it, it's great. Whatever.
I mean, I don't think that's enough, realistically.
No.
Because if you're, I mean, even $1,000 a month, like let's say somebody
comes
in twice.
That's $384 a week on cleaning.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I mean, what's a going rate of a blowjob? Nick, do you know?
No. What?
No.
He's knowledgeable. I just wanted to see.
If it's more than 5 minutes, you got to pay me a ton. That's a lot of work. Anyways, despite her lack of qualifications, Dr. Gord. Sheesh. Despite her lack of qualifications, Dr. Gord allegedly urged Mr. Roy to more deeply involve the woman in the firm's research and operations. When Mr. Roy was like, this is getting out of hand, saying this is unethical and you got to cease contact with the woman, Dr. Gord threatened his life and said, if anyone found out about the true nature of this relationship, I'm going to kill you pretty much.
Well, why in the world would you show him all the Excel documents? You got to, I mean, I don't care if the risk of death is there. Somebody shows me that kind of Excel document, I'm telling somebody.
Yeah. And this is why I don't feel bad for Gord, rest his soul or his ghost, wherever it may be. He stated he would come to Building 5 with one of his many guns to end it all. Roy perceived this to mean Gord would kill Roy and then himself. Mr. Roy sought to dismiss the woman, but was told by a lawyer to wait until her 1-year review to limit any liability.
What?
2 weeks before he was set to fire her, he resigned to take a job at Spectral Energy's main competitor, Innovative Scientific Solutions Incorporated, longtime stoolies, by the way. According to the warrant, Dr. Gord subsequently split the $250,000 grant money, giving half of it to the new company and only half to the old. I don't know. He's getting weird with money. Mr. Roy is like, hey, Air Force, bad stuff is going on right now. Air Force gets all his devices, a box of condoms, women's underwear, and an empty bottle of Viagra. They're like, you have saved all your evidence perfectly, you idiot. A forensic review of his phone found texts between Dr. Gord and 27 sex workers from different cities. This guy should have been in the Navy. Many of whom are foreign nationals from countries considered U.S. national security concerns.
Jeez.
And this guy's working in U.S. big time stuff that you don't want spies.
Hypersonic missiles
like
is what he's working
on. Hypersonic missiles. He was even working with a coach, coaching the woman on coming up with a believable backstory. At this point, dude, if you have an Excel sheet, just let it in. Long story short, he died. So a lot of charges going, but
I
not
feel
much
bad for laughing
done.
There, but it's true. He's dead. And it's fucked dead. Up. I think that they're investigating the woman, obviously investigator for the false, fictitious or fraudulent claims. Do that. But just because she was doing a little bit of hooking around base. I mean, we need to legalize that anyway. Let people
do
what they want to.
We do.
If you want, I mean, really, if you, what's the difference? Like if two people are willing, and I know that it's difficult because then you have like sex trafficking and shit like that. But
I feel like legalizing it would help cut down on that shit.
Right.
And give people more rights and women would be less afraid to come forward if they're crazy shit going on.
Mm-hmm. Can I say something that might be deemed insensitive?
Sure.
It's probably for the best this guy died. Because if he'd continued these practices,
for him, this is the best case.
No,
scenario.
But I'm just saying for our country, because next thing you know, secrets are being leaked to other countries and our missile capabilities, and we have problems on our hands.
Oh, this guy was leaking a ton of stuff. My bad.
Probably. Just saying, we're not talking about just chlamydia, folks. Doing all kinds of leaking. All right, let's move on to round number 4. We got there, Kate.
Mutant troops. Teenage Mutant Ninja Ukraine Troops. That came out perfectly. Nearly 5 months into its senseless war against Ukraine, Russia has concocted a wild new explanation for why the Kremlin's plans for a quick takeover fell apart so spectacularly, because Ukrainian troops were turned into superhuman killing machines during secret experiments in American-run biolabs, of course. And they were, what had happened was that the U.S. brought the Ukraine troops over here, and then there was the Dr. Gord's hookers who had all kinds of crazy fluids, and then that mixed up to create a super horny Ukrainian PFC who could just mow everyone down. Never mind the myriad of reports of Russian troops refusing to fight by the thousands, sabotaging their own equipment, and even deliberately wounding themselves to abandon the war. Russian lawmakers claim the real setback for Moscow was drugged up Ukrainian soldiers.
When I first read this, immediately made me think of the berserkers who were part of the Nordic lore and things like that. And they used to, for a while, people thought it might have been an older version of methamphetamines because they were so insane whenever they would take this stuff. Later on, they found out it was a mushroom drink that they would drink. It would give them hallucinogenics, but it also would make them feel like they were invincible. So a lot of times these folks, whenever they were on these drugs, they would go into these villages in town and just go bananas because they had no inhibitions and they just thought that they could do anything because they were high as shit.
Well, remember in Iraq, that was the thing, that the troops, the enemy would be like cracked out and like you could shoot them five times and they would just keep coming. And
yeah, there was a lot of rumors about PCP and shit like that.
But in this case, no one in Ukraine is doing these things, but just Russia is saying they are because they're getting their asses beat.
I don't know. I feel like if you were getting attacked by what everybody else would say is a world power and you're in the military, I feel like that's a time to be a berserker. I feel like that's a time to take those mushroom drinks and go bananas.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying Russia's making this, obviously, right, making
it
all up, this.
But it's not that idea. It's one of those things. Where you don't want to float that out into the world because somebody might do it. It's like I'm seeing a lot of that in politics where opposite party members are voting for the extreme of the other party. And it's happening with Republicans and Democrats. And it's like, are you sure that's the right move? Because what if it works? And then they get elected. You have more extreme people in Congress. You don't want that either. Don't float that out there. Connect that.
Charlie Kelly mapping it. But what they're doing is Russia is saying, we have all these Ukrainian POWs and we're testing their blood. And guess what? We're finding a wide range of all these crazy diseases in their blood, which means they're being experimented on for military purposes. That's why blah, blah, blah. So they said, and we see the cruelty and barbarity with which the military personnel of Ukraine behave, the crimes that they commit against the civilian population. It's actually the other way around. Those monstrous crimes that they commit, blah, blah, blah.
I think that last paragraph is the purest form of gaslighting and propaganda.
Yeah.
That
we've
seen. They're talking about everything they are doing and they're telling their own people, this is what Ukraine is doing. And it's all, and in the end, they're saying it's all America's fault. America is the one bringing their troops, injecting them with like crazy super mutant stuff and making the Ukrainians do whatever. So
I think that's the craziest part, is that they think that anybody believes any of this dribble that they're putting out there.
Yeah. Well, their people do. A lot of their people do. And I think that's what it's targeted for. And there's been times that, look at what happened in 2003 when we were for sure. And almost every citizen was like, yeah, there's definitely weapons of mass destruction. And then there wasn't.
Yeah,
that's true.
I feel like if it's coming from your government, a lot of times you believe it and you might not trust.
That's true. Anyway,
well, you're right. But I guess I was talking more about the rest of the world. The rest of the just world sees through all their BS. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Russia rushing. That's it. I only had four rounds because I knew we were going to take a while kind of going through the horny one and your birthday.
Right. Yeah, so that's how it goes. All right, let's move on to save rounds and alibis. Nick, we'll start with you.
Before we get into save rounds and alibis, I would like to give you another offer. Your home should be the safest place on earth. That's why I use Simply Safe and recommend Simply Safe. Simply Safe is an advanced home security that puts you, your home, and your family's safety first. Here's why I love it. Simply Safe offers comprehensive protection, not only against intruders and burglary, but against expensive home hazards from flooding to fires. With 24/7 professional monitoring, Simply Safe's agents take action the moment a threat is detected, dispatching police or first responders in an emergency, even if you're not home. Simply Safe uses proprietary video verification technology so that monitoring agents can visually confirm the threat in order to get a higher priority 911 dispatch. Monitoring plans are affordably priced at just $1 a day. With no long-term contract, no hidden fees, because feeling safe at home shouldn't break the bank. I love the fact that I can arm and disarm the system and watch all the cameras simply through the app, simply with one press of a button. You can customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes at simplysafe.com/ZBT. Go today. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. Go to simplysafe.com/ZBT.
No saves rounds for me today. Just please go over to that YouTube and subscribe. Really appreciate it. And yeah, just a reminder. So the audio is going to come out at 8 o'clock tonight. If you're listening on, you know, it's Thursday right now, and the video will be dropped at the same time. So time drops.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Cons, what do you got?
I came across something on social media on Twitter recently, and I've been meaning to say it, and I just thought it was cool. But apparently the commander, I think it's the commanding general of the first infantry division, they all wear the same big red one patch. It's just they take the patch off their uniform and they pass it down to the next commander. I don't know of any other unit that does that, and it's gone all the way back to World War II. So I thought that was pretty cool that they had that
guy
tradition.
On that just do a patch.
Yeah. The patch. It's the commanding general. It's the same patch from D-Day.
Oh wow!
So, yeah, that's our patch.
The actual here, I'll send you guys.
Oh man, if you fucking lose that, ugh.
Yeah, imagine.
But you have everybody online, cool police calling, looking for it.
yeah, that would be unfortunate if you lost.
Somebody
that.
Better ship me this fucking patch.
Right damn now. Mm-hmm. Did you guys see our this week in weird things happening in Washington, AOC and Representative Omar, who got arrested.
Yeah. I saw that
protest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought that was funny. Like I respect their protests and what they want to protest for. That's fine. But then her just putting her hands behind her back and like, oh no, you're supposed to do that when you show that the officers, you don't want to resist arrest. And then she puts her fist up. I don't know. I'm just so tired of these politicians. I'm on both sides, just treating people like we're all stupid. I don't know.
I was just glad to see some politicians doing something, because I'm tired of feeling like my rights are about to get fucking crushed. Well, they are getting
The protest, I think, is fine. I just think, you know, AOC tweeted like, oh, that's what you're supposed to do, when no one has ever said that's what you're supposed to do to resist, show that you're not resisting arrest. You could just not resist arrest, and that would, I think, demonstrate it the same. I just think she's a little bit of a, what's the word?
Well, aren't they all? Gnomon? I mean, isn't that what they all do?
Not all of them. Not all of them, but most of them. But yes. So that's all I got.
Yeah. For me, I don't think I have anything. I just, Chaps, I'm sending you the biggest, best birthday vibes. I hope you have the best week in Maine.
Thank you.
You deserve it. He's going, for those who somehow miss it, he's going with our former ZBT social media guy, Kyle, who's also just a wonderful human being all around. And I am just excited. I am just excited for you guys. Just guys being dudes out in the woods, just hanging out.
We should have let Kate do a lot of the itinerary.
Oh my God.
You want to do some? How about you pick Wednesday?
Oh my God. If you would let me do that. And then
I will.
You can report back to me.
I'll send you the
me.
Address of where we're going. And so you can come up with a plan for us on Wednesday.
Okay. I'm going to do it. I love doing that. There was the last troop who reached out to me for an itinerary was somewhere in New Mexico, and I did it. I assembled this whole big thing with answers from all over Twitter, and then I forgot to say it on the show. So if you're still out there listening, buddy, I got it. Also, quick shout out. I've been getting a lot of DMs from ZBT listeners lately, and it's just always a delight. I just I feel like it's so easy to look at the world as people who agree with me on a lot of stuff or disagree with me on a lot of stuff, but everyone's just so lovely. That I really appreciate people listening to the show as always. I feel like I'm always saying that, but I really do.
I feel like we got a lot of normals that listen to this.
We get so it seems like everything's doom and gloom and blah, blah, blah. But overwhelmingly, I find that people are just so good and kind, and especially the ZBT audience. So thank you so much for anyone listening. And again, happy birthday, Chaps. I love you, buddy. I hope you have a great birthday.
I love you guys too.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it. Before we go, I wanted to mention one thing. We have some shirts that are coming out front that are going to support our friends at Patrol Base Abate. If you don't know what Patrol Base Abate is, it's an organization that was started to honor the legacy of Matthew Abate, and it's going to be providing warriors a space to recalibrate. Like Cons mentioned it last week and talked about a little bit of the tribes that go on. And I think that's one of the biggest downfalls of what happens when you leave the military is that you lose that tribe, because that's what everyone misses. No one gives a fuck about the Marine Corps as an institution, or the Army as an institution, or the Navy as an institution. You care about the people that you serve to your left and your right with. And that's what we miss, is that camaraderie. This organization has spots all across the country. They do different things, no matter what you're interested in. If you want to do some fly fishing in Idaho, they got something for that. If you want to do some surfing in San Diego, they got something for that. If you want to do a little bit of jiu-jitsu in New Hampshire, they got something for that. I really encourage you to go to their website and donate if you can. If not, participate. They want you to participate even if you're not in the position to donate. We're going to have a series of shirts that comes out. There's going to be 4 or 5 different colors with their amazing logo, and all the proceeds are going to go help them grow this organization that I believe in strongly. To give you a little information.
And women, I feel like women are so intimidated to participate in these programs, and they feel like, oh, well, it's going to be just for guys. This is one of the programs that is so welcoming and equal for women veterans that is so important, I feel like. And this is one of the ones that I just love them. Sorry, but they do awesome programs. Yeah. Across the country.
Right. They're great. So. And they were founded by Thomas Schumann, who you remember from the withdrawal from Afghanistan and him getting his interpreter, Zach. He's actually going to be on the show. I think August 8th is when it's going to come out, but they're fantastic people. I've said that Thomas is the finest Marine leader that I've seen since I've gotten out. I'm really excited about what he's going to do, because he really has a heart of leadership and a heart to help people in their path after they leave. And I really respect that, especially since it's coming from an active duty officer. You don't usually see active duty folks focus on veterans, but Thomas is doing that. And I really appreciate it. But that's it for me. I'll see. I don't know if I'm going to be on the show at all.
I said, I said, go away, disappear into the woods, come back.
But you never know. Me and Kyle.
You never know.
Yeah. Wait. President Biden.
Oh, he has COVID. He has COVID.
What are you doing?
SIQ. SIQ, light duty.
He's just being
a light. He's being light duty.
He's trying to sham.
He doesn't want to go on the hike next week.
I mean, that's this fella's 78, right?
Yeah.
I mean, even a slight case of diarrhea is dangerous when you're 78.
Everything becomes
bicycles.
Yeah.
Staying awake.
And they had his report came out this week too. It was his medical report that was taken at the end of last year. What is the point of these?
You guys
things?
Aren't going to believe this. He is, let's see here, old as shit.
They're like, what? I think the director of the CIA yesterday was like, I haven't seen somebody in their 40s with as much spunk and spry as Biden. Like, do you not think that we have video cameras? We can see.
He's on television. I can hear him.
And Ronnie Johnson, the congressman now, the former physician at the White House, said the same thing about Trump, like that he's in the best shape of any 75-year-old and has low cholesterol and low body fat. It's like, dude,
are we looking at the same person?
Looks like he's wearing a diaper.
Right.
He's wearing a diaper. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
He's obese. He's not the healthiest person you've ever seen. We saw the Guinness Book of World Records. We talked about it last week. There's an 86-year-old doing a handstand split. None of them are doing that. Maybe she should be president. Sound the retreat.